Good to have you back with us here on the Horseman's Corner. We're on the second half of today's show, and let's continue our conversation with Randy Dunn about some of the history of the Blue Valentine horses.
When Chip had all of his mares, he had a horse called Gooseberry that he brought over here, and then a son of Gooseberry called Sunny Fry. And then we had another son of Blue Valentine called Rihanna Rojo, and then we had a horse at Merritt's raised years ago called Sierra Rip, and then we got another son of Blue Valentine called Bluesbeard. So that's kind of how we had all the Blue Valentine, and when we decided to have a sale, we just came up with come to the source, because you take any Blue Valentine, any horse that has Blue Valentine papers or goes back to Blue Valentine, they all came from the Merritt family. Chip's uncle and the Merritts, Chip's uncle was Vince Hayes, and then the Merritts, you know, they had all the Blue Valentine. And then we started with the Driftwoods, and then any horse that has Orphan Drift in it, who's pretty popular. You know, we had all those Driftwood mares that were all Orphan Drift daughters from Randy and Stanley Johnston. So we started blending them together, and you know, they're two horses, Blue Valentine and Driftwood, that have just been around forever. And all the arena cowboys, you know, were either partial to Blue Valentine or to Driftwood. And, you know, there's multiple, you know, world champion cowboys that have rode those horses, and we started blending them together, and, you know, just on our deal. And, you know, we've had four or five guys that have been to the, you know, the finals and have some world champion cowboys that rode our horses. Mickey G, who, you know, won the world the Bulldoggin, and Guy Allen won the world the Trippin for Steer Roping. Those are a couple of guys that have rode our horses, and it's just the cross between the Blue Valentine and Driftwood. They just complement each other so well. And then we had got involved with Billy Ward, who was a went to the finals 7 years in a row, one of the premier pickup men in the business. He started taking 10 or 12 of our colts every year. And he had two boys, Denton and Dalton, and they'd ride the horses, and his wife, Marlo, and they were picking up on him, and his son was picking up, and they actually had a parade contract at Cheyenne, and there was 10 or 12 years in a row where we'd have 30 horses over there that they'd use in the parades, and then they'd go in the afternoon, and when Billy was still picking up, he'd use six, and Dalton was picking up Cheyenne, they'd use six, and so, you know, we had 12 horses at Cheyenne Frontier Days just picking up, plus all the horses, you know, that were in the parade. And then Billy introduced us to Heath Stewart, and Heath is the manager of Frontier Rodeo, and Frontier Rodeo has been the PRCA contractor of the year the last 6 years. So then they start taking about a dozen a year, and all the horses that they had ended up being pickup horses, or they'd have them for queens, or they'd announce on them, and Donnie Gay would announce on them. And so the last 3 or 4 years, we've had, you know, 4 or 5 horses at the National finals, that they're, you know, that the timed event judge would ride them, and when they have their grand entry, we'd have three or four in the grand entry, and then, of course, they use them, you know, from one end of the country to the other, and from north to south, and so they've really done a great job of promoting our horses, and then Billy retired, and Dalton's still using some of our horses, but they're Billy's youngest son, Denton, he takes 10 or 12 of our horses a year and rides them, and then he brings them back for the come to the source sale, and these horses have been picked up on and hauled miles and miles, and there's really no such thing as, you know, a guaranteed bomb-proof horse, but the horses that Frontier have had and the horses that Billy has and Denton has, they're as close to it as they come. And then we've had a couple other, you know, kind of high-profile pickup men. Sean Tutal Calhoun has rode a lot of our horses. And Rex Bugby, who got killed in a tragic accident last year in Guymon, Oklahoma, all the horses that he always rode picking up for Frontier were our horses. And I think the Ward family, and I don't know, not bragging or anything, but I don't know of any other horse breeder in the country can say that one family has rode 300 or 400 of their horses, and those guys dang sure have, and it's continued on, and it's great relationship with the Ward family and Frontier, and Frontier's probably had 75 or 80 of our horses that they rode, so, you know, they're getting out, and every once in a while, you know, somebody comes along and you know, wants to buy one, we'll sell a private treaty. It's kind of up to them guys, you know, what they're doing with them. But most of the horses come back and are in the come to the horse sale, and then we offer 12 or 15 weanlings every year, and a few older mares, and then riding mares, and pretty darn good broke geldings, and a couple stud prospects. So that's kind of been, you know, what we've doing with the come to the source, putting those kind of horses in it. So it's really hard to, you know, not take up a whole lot of time and tell the history of the Bass family, but I mean, there's so much history. My great grandfather, when Tom Horn was arrested, they brought sheriffs in from Laramie, Cheyenne, Wheatland, Chugwater, and you know, they were all afraid what was going to happen with Tom Horn, and we've got, you know, some little cards that at the Stone House that, you know, Tex Austin had signed, and Charlie Russell and Frederick Remington, when they were going through the country, the Bath Stone House was kind of, you know, right in the middle of everything, and we've got little napkins, I guess, you know, from what I've heard from the family, that Charlie Russell would show up and eat breakfast with him and spend the night, and the next morning, you know, he'd doodle on a napkin and make a drawing, and we still have all of those. So just a tremendous amount of history, and kind of fun. And you know, having our grandson as the eighth generation, the Running M brand that we put on our horses is the oldest registered brand in the state of Wyoming. So lots and lots of history and a, you know, a really good legacy. And we're just trying to carry it on for the next generation.
Randy, time for us to take our last break of the day. Let's do that. Stay with us. We're going to have more from Randy Dunn in just a moment. You're listening to the Horseman's Corner.